We are sitting tonight, just a few hours after the new moon in Libra. Libra is the sign of balance. The very brief point of alignment in which all aspects of the universe start to make sense. When we are in balance, we are constantly moving. There is instability, wavering, change, adjustments. So balance is a very unlikely place to reach. And yet, we do regain our balance and lose it again and again and again. Tonight, as we are sitting, I would like to focus on three qualities that are perceptible right now because of the simultaneous presence of three celestial bodies at the exact same degree in Libra. So at the time of the new moon, that was early this afternoon, there was the moon and the sun coming together, as they do each time we have what we call a new moon. This happens every month. But what makes it a little more interesting and juicy is the presence of Mars on the exact degree. So we have three strong influences that are very related to our physical being, our human being, sitting on the same dot. A star like our sun, or a planet like the moon or Mars or all other planets in our solar system, are beings. They are living beings. They have a presence, a distinct presence. They have specific, unique qualities, vibrations, frequencies. As they are sitting so closely together, it will be easy for you to discern which is which. So let's start with the moon. Very familiar. You're so accustomed to watching the moon rise and set in the sky. And yet the moon doesn't seem to be so strong. strongly important right now compared with the massive influence of invisible planets. The so-called invisible planets are those that can't be seen with the naked eye. So those invisible planets have a much stronger influence on our lives right now than the moon. But we are focusing on that very familiar, ordinary, fluctuating presence. The moon is of greatest importance for the Earth because it is our satellite and because it impacts on all fluids on the planet. It's got a very strong affinity with the Earth, another being. So there's a closeness, there is a vicinity, there is an affinity between the Earth and the Moon, which you can feel now. As the Moon starts her cycle, which is the new moon, she becomes so quiet, so still, that she is nearly invisible, of course, in the sky. But she makes herself so quiet and still that she can listen to the Earth. And as she does this, you can feel the closeness. And the way the moon activates, modifies, fluctuates, creates all movements of all the fluids on the planet, whether it is in the big oceans, in the rivers, in the rivers in your body, in the rivers in your cells, and on any level where you can feel water. So the presence of the moon is very easy to recognize. That undulating, slow pace that is regular, that is recurring. It's actually very simple and ordinary. It comes and goes a little bit like the flow of your breath. So good to know the presence of the moon better, so you can acknowledge it and so you can pace yourself with the moon sometimes when you get too agitated. Very familiar fluctuation, movement. There is also an analogy with all the movements we have in our heart, all the emotions, the complexity of them. The tidal waves in the oceans are more predictable than the waves of our emotions, but there still is a great parallel between the two. And now beneath or next to the moon, you will perceive a much faster, shorter wavelength So it's rapid, it's a bit sharp, fast, sharp, insistent. That pace, that color, that quality, that presence is Mars, the red planet. If the moon represents all the fluids in our body and also our embodiment, our incarnation on this planet, Mars is the body itself. So you may be able to notice that this vibration, however fast and erratic, is stable enough to sustain a shape that can contain the bigger fluctuations and movements of the moon. Which is similar to saying that we have emotions that are happening in our bodies. We experience emotions as a human being. This is one of the specificities of being embodied as a human being. So you discern now the moon and Mars. The body, and this embodiment, this presence we have on Earth in that body or with that body of ours. Notice the way Mars and the moon interplay, interact, communicate with one another in this particular moment where they're jointed. It's very special but also precious for us to be able to witness that right now, because it's something extremely ordinary. It's very down to earth, basic. And in the midst of a big chaos we are experiencing globally, we have to focus briefly with this new moon on something extremely simple, extraordinary because it is so ordinary. Our physical beingness. And if it's so precious, it's also because right now we have a third presence, a huge presence on the same dot, and that is the sun. The sun is a star. The other two are planets. A star is shining light. Planets don't. So now let the blaze of that shining sun that you are shine all around. Shine this, let the sun of your being shine within every cell of your body. Let the central sun that is your heart shine throughout your body. Let that shining presence of your eternal self in that mortal body shine far beyond the limits of that body into the world and embrace it. So here you have to widen your horizon and allow a massive expansion. Because obviously the sun is limitless. The sun is your self. So if it's so easy to perceive the fluctuating moon, the fast pace of Mars, the slight agitation in Mars, and many other things, it's because we have that huge presence. Huge radiance highlighting every single detail of our experience. And our current experience today is like, in a nutshell, you have three major aspects of your life being highlighted so you can feel them. Body, embodied consciousness, that is you, that is the being called you, and your source. This is your reference point. You know by now that we don't go very far nowadays using our minds to try and understand and make sense of things. It's a lot more advisable to just be there and let the body vibrate, resonate, respond to whatever our experience may be. The vastness of the universe in the nutshell. As we realize the closeness of the sun and Mars, we have a glimpse of what it means to be embodied. That consciousness that we are becomes a being called human. That is our experience. And we have the presence, the surrounding presence of the moon reminding us that yes, we are that human being completely interdependent with the earth. And there we are. Human beings disconnected from the planet, coming to realize that there is no other way than reconnecting with the earth and our source, which is precisely balancing the quest for equilibrium, the main topic of Libra. And we'll be Libra for another 2 weeks, so there is a lot more to be experienced. Now let's take a moment and try to figure out what it means to be you. You were born a Libra or a Scorpio or a Sagittarius or any other sign. And you may know nothing about that science we call astrology. But just try and sense for a minute what it feels like to be born under Taurus or Gemini. So that sun that you are, that is the universe, became specific. There are only 12 signs or 13. So out of infinity and limitless possibilities, you picked one direction that became your background color. So try and feel what it is to be that self that you are with the background of your sun sign. And just be that for a moment, very consciously. Because what you have chosen to be there is more essential to you than anything that your mind may tell you is relevant, important, or urgent. At this point, not only can't we function anymore with our mind, but it becomes a serious obstacle to being and to being well. So try to just be instead, making use of that specific, very ordinary, extraordinary conjunction of Sun, Moon, Mars. And as you stay there and relax, you can let go of what isn't really there or doesn't really sound right or in tune with that, because this is probably something you don't need anymore, that you had acquired at some point. It may be knowledge or wisdom or whatever, and it doesn't seem to be relevant anymore. This big conjunction of very ordinary planets happens at a crucial time of letting go of what no longer serves. It's a recurring theme, of course. It's been going on for a while. But it's now, the time is now. None of what you believe is true will stay if it's not true. So you better get more acquainted with the very refined assessment system of your physical body, equipped with senses to tell what's right and what not. This big encounter is a freeing moment if you can accept the wobble, the uncertainty, the unknowing, and just let your heart expand accordingly. The more unstable, the more uncertain, the more confusing and complex the environment, our reality, the more our heart can expand. It is not a contradiction. It is a quantum leap. So today's challenge is not only to get and lose the balance constantly, again and again, but also to let that destabilization and constant trigger of all that we are still attached to, so it can be dismantled and collapse and dissolve. This is one part of the challenge. The other aspect being that at the same time, this destabilization is also the best opportunity for the defenses in our heart to break open. So try and feel another presence now, that is Venus. Venus has an affinity with Libra, where Sun, Moon and Mars and other planets are at the moment. But more importantly, Venus is now in a bridge that is facing a major new planet that is literally exploding. The belief system, to free the heart of the planet, the heart of every single individual, and therefore your heart and my heart. We said before that the fluctuations of the moon are a little bit like our emotions. Now, on the surface of things, we have emotions that can be quite turbulent. We have huge waves, like tidal waves, tsunamis of emotions occurring because of external or internal situations we are experiencing. But please move beyond that. This is surface. Move beyond the surface and go deeper and feel how your body can hold a heart that is constantly expanding. Unlike the movement of expansion and retraction we have with certain emotions, on a different level of our being, beyond the surface, I repeat, feel how your heart is expanding a little bit at a time. Each time it's being triggered, each time we lose our balance, each time we lose the plot and get confused or lost or despaired. And I would like you to feel that expansion of Venus under the influence of Sedna. That is like a higher octave of Venus that is supporting that ongoing process of rapid opening of our hearts. This is happening on the planet everywhere. This is happening in your heart. This is happening in everybody's heart. Feel that, make space for it, acknowledge it, welcome it. There's no fear to be had. This is a hugely positive remembrance of who we are and have always been. Each time you breathe, your heart is expanding further, and even though you breathe out, your heart keeps expanding. Feel that for a little longer. And dive in the limitless space that opens for you. Limitless space limitless freedom, limitless opportunities.